did I take to the military type of life. I think it would be more accurate to say I accepted it. Of course, at the BMI, and particularly in my first year there, it was a very severe life. The cadet life in itself was very strict, but the hazing, which was very strenuous when I was there, made it still stricter. And the first year was quite an ordeal, though I came afterwards, like all the rest of my friends, to look back on it with more appreciation than I did any other year. The VMI in my day was a pretty stern affair. I believe they were still paying off their war debt, that is, the rebuilding of the Institute after it was burnt down by General Hunter. I know I could look out of my window at one my first year and count, I think, 8 cannonballs sticking in the wall where they left them after Hunter had fired them at the Institute. I've explained before that the mess was a pretty stern affair. The main dish was called growley, and I don't remember now much what was in it. I think most anything was in it that was around there handy to dump into it. But we were all so hungry, and we ate so rapidly because you were not at the table very long, that it all seemed to go pretty well. The mess improved a good bit in later years there. The impact of the VMI on my later leadership was probably much greater than I realized at the time. Having been a first sergeant and later a first captain meant a great deal in control. I had specific things to do. I was responsible for the men, and you couldn't go to sleep on that. It required your attention every minute. You had to know just what you were doing, and you had to have some talent at putting it over. This was particularly true in the first captain, because he took the lead in all such matters, and he had complete charge of the Corps while they were at mess, and going to it and coming back from it. And of course, if they could get away with anything, that was considered a good stunt, and didn't particularly reflect on the cadet captain unless he was unable to manage it.